E-cigarette use has skyrocketed among teens. So in response, San Francisco's Board of Supervisors considered a measure to ban the sale of e-cigarettes in the city. KRCB's Adia White spoke with KQED health reporter Laura Clivens to learn what happened next.
We had one of our city supervisors and our city attorney introduce this legislation that was proposing a ban on the sale and distribution of e-cigarettes in San Francisco in March. And at that point, there was a very different national tone to the conversation around e-cigarettes than there is now. And that's, you know, we're looking at about 6 months later. So at first, it was sort of there that seemed like the first of its kind and like a pretty harsh regulation because no other major city had done this. And then over just a period of months or half a year, things changed for a few reasons. And so one was that people seemed to become more aware of the severity of the, you know, what's called the vaping epidemic. So the numbers of young people vaping became better known. But I think the huge thing that changed was the vaping illnesses. So more and more people we saw throughout the summer largely and continuing to now started becoming hospitalized. They went to the hospital for lung illnesses, and these had been otherwise healthy people, oftentimes younger people. We've had hundreds of cases of people becoming ill with these lung-related illnesses, and we have seen deaths in California. Right now, we've seen 3 deaths.
So going back to San Francisco being the first city nationwide to ban e-cigarettes, can you tell us more about how Juul has reacted to that ban?
Yeah. So San Francisco is the home to Juul, which is the most popular e-cigarette maker in the United States. It has more than 70% of the market share. And so that company based here, headquartered here in San Francisco, has reacted strongly and then did a quick about face. So what happened at first was our San Francisco supervisors, they unanimously voted to ban the sale and distribution of e-cigarettes in the city. And so that means not just the selling of them in retail stores, but also if I order them online, I can't get them delivered to my San Francisco address. And then Juul just sprung into action and very quickly had gathered enough signatures to put a ballot initiative on our recent ballot in November. And they gathered enough signatures. And the point of that initiative was to overturn the ban. Then at the end of September, Juul had a lot of different changes and things going down. It was coming under fire. Cities and individuals and places were saying they had marketed to young people and they were putting blame on the company for part of the rise in youth vaping. And in addition to that, they had a change of CEO. And then what happened was they said, we are no longer going to support this ballot initiative, the one that we have put on the ballot. So they didn't formally put it on it, but they funded the campaign that did. And they put in and spent, when I checked the ethics department last week, they'd spent $15 million on the campaign, which is a huge amount of money in San Francisco for a ballot initiative.
That was KQED health reporter Laura Cliven speaking with Adia White. San Francisco voters soundly defeated the measure to roll back the vaping ban. For an in-depth look at the underage vaping epidemic and possible solutions, you can watch our hour-long program, Vaping, What You Don't Know Can Kill You, at norcalpublicmedia.org/vaping.